time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service. Resolute men, each of whom stands firm in any argument, for he knows he has a point. And when he takes his bowler hat off, you can see it. Over now to the General Assistance Department, where that eager young executive, Richard Lamb, has some astonishing information for Secretary Mildred Murfin.
Mildred, do you realize that already today I've blinked over 1,000 times, grown my fingernails at least 1/300th of an inch, and taken more than 12,000 breaths?
Poor Mr. Lamb, no wonder you're tired out. Here, I'll fetch you a cup of tea.
No, don't go yet, Mildred. Did you know that the human body's principal ingredient is water?
Well, except my dad, his principal ingredient's beer. What is that book you're reading?
First Aid Hints for Civil Servants.
Oh, so that's where it's got to.
It's a jolly useful book, Mildred.
It was more useful where it was, propping up the window in the washroom.
Did you know brandy is very good for snake bite?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Lennox Brown says that's why he keeps plenty in the first aid box.
Mind you, he's not likely to get bitten by a snake in Whitehall.
He drinks some brandy every day, so if it does happen, he's prepared. Here, what's that page you're on now?
It's headed How to Combat Strain Due to Overwork in the Civil Service.
What's it say?
It says, this is a very rare malady. In the unlikely event of anyone being struck down by it, check that they are not doing a second job at nights.
Sheep.
This page is... No, don't look at this picture, Mildred. I didn't know it was that sort of book.
Mr. Lamb, it's only illustrating the kiss of life.
Oh. Ah, that explains it.
Explains what?
I saw the permanent undersecretary giving it to Miss Bentwater from the typing pool after the office party.
Oh?
Yeah, I nearly tripped over them near the car park. Oh, Sir Gregory was very annoyed. When he cooled down, he said Miss Bentwater had a nasty shock and he was giving her the kiss of life.
I can imagine. Ew. Look at this picture, Mr. Lamb. Poor man. All thin and scraggy. Oh, what a shocking sight. What on earth could be wrong with him?
On his last legs, by the look of him. Just a minute, Newton. That's a picture of me on the beach at Brighton. It's a snap you took on the staff outing.
Oh, yeah, you must have put it in as a bookmark. You know, the trouble with these medical books, they make you feel you've got all the diseases they describe, don't they?
If you had all the complaints in this book, you'd look like... Well, I don't know what you'd look like.
Morning, two. Morning, Mildred.
Oh, perhaps I do, though, then. Morning, one.
Ah, let's get down to the day's routine. I don't like wasting precious government time.
Righty-ho, sir.
3 lumps for me, Mildred, and don't spill it in the saucer.
I'll do me best, sir.
You look worried, one.
We're facing something pretty nasty.
Oh, dear. You don't mean...
I do. Work.
Oh.
Sir Gregory jumped out on me as I was trying to tiptoe past his door.
I suppose he's fussing about that Snedfield motorway.
Well, he shouted something about £50 million of public money trickling down the drain because we haven't fixed the route. I suppose we'd better have a look at it. I picked up a map from his secretary.
Oh, good. Well, let's spread it out on your desk, shall
we? Right,
just move your raffia work.
Oh,
there we are. Oh, I say, this is an underpopulated area. Plenty of room for a motorway. Not a building in sight.
Two. You've got the map the wrong way up. You're looking at the back of it.
So I am, silly me. That makes things more difficult.
What are you doing now?
Well, we have to crawl under the map to see it, will we? It's very dark under here. Have you got a torch?
Sue, come out of there. Huh? All we need to do is turn the map over. Just turn it over.
Oh, good thinking, Marty. Ah, that's much simpler.
Now, as I remember, there are 3 possible routes for the motorway.
Yeah.
Here,
yes.
Here,
yes.
Or here.
Yeah. What, through that marshland?
Marshland?
That large brown circle is marshland.
No, that large brown circle is where someone stood a wet teacup. Now, may I continue?
Please do.
Thank you very much. Now, there are 3 possible routes, as I said. but each involves demolishing a large building.
Oh, what fun. I do like to watch those big metal balls crashing into people's walls.
Yes, for some reason the owners aren't always so keen, though.
Well, then we do one of those compulsory purchase capers, where we give them an eighth of the market price and a framed picture of the Prime Minister.
Yes, I'm afraid that's what it'll come down to. But first we must see if they'll agree to move. Better for the image, you know, if it's voluntary.
Which building has to go?
Ah, now that's what we've got to decide. Now, this first route, you see, means knocking down a girls' school, St. Hernia's.
That would cause some problems.
Yes, I had a note from the Ministry of Education yesterday.
Did you?
Yes, it said, lay off our schools or you'll get done.
They always did put things rather pithily. What about the second route through this place called Arcadia Park?
Yes, well, I gather there's some sort of holiday camp there. Chucking them out would mean bad publicity.
So it's got to be this last one. Mm. But that's Lord Stilton's place. We can't kick his country seat about.
And why not, pray? Just because he's a lord, he won't get preferential treatment here, you know. Mm. He's an idle layabout, by all accounts, like the rest of our chinless aristocracy. Yes. Oh, we push the road through there. Yeah.
Getting on with the job at last, you two. About time, I must say.
Morning, Sir Gregory. Morning. We've settled on the route for the motorway.
Good, good. Put it in hand at once.
Yeah, yes, indeed, Sir Gregory.
One tiny point, Lennox Brown. Yes, on no account must the motorway touch Lord Stilton's estate. His land must not, repeat not, be tampered with.
Oh, but that's what we've decided.
What?
We've decided not to tamper with Lord Stilton's seat. Oh, my word, now.
Sound judgment, Lennox Brown. Right. One of England's oldest families. Well, two of our oldest families, actually.
Is that so?
Yes, the Shropshire Burkes married into the Wiltshire Wrights in the 17th century. The Stilton family is the result. They're Wright Burkes.
I can imagine.
Well, I'm glad you anticipated my wishes, Lennox Brown. There are people who criticize the aristocracy.
Oh, not me, Sir Gregory. Oh, no. Backbone of the nation, in my view. Splendid type. Splendid type, Lord Stilton.
But you just said he was an idol.
An idol, yes. I told Glam, yes. I said he was an idol of mine.
Ah, good. Yes, I was at school with Pongo Stilton, you know.
Oh, yes, sir.
Never passed a single exam. Burnt down the gym on boat race night. Grand chap. Well, now, I want final detail to this motorway as soon as possible. Got the transport minister breathing down my neck. No damn patience, these people. So get on with it.
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory. Yeah, certainly, Sir Gregory. We'll...
Goodbye, Sir Gregory. Oh, he's gone.
Here we are, tea up.
Oh, good. Is it spilt in the saucer this time?
No, sir.
Oh, well done, yes. How did you manage that?
Haven't used saucers, have I? I've spilt it straight onto the tray.
Glory. Mildred, we will be out this afternoon.
Early start to the weekend, eh?
No. This is official business. Oh. Mr. Lamb and I have to go down to Surrey to sort out this motorway affair.
Have you settled on the route, then?
Not quite. No. We are going to put it through Lord Stilton's estate, you see, but it turns out that he's a chum of Sir Gregory's. Yes.
Oh, he can trace his family tree right back to the time his family lived in it.
So it'll just have to go through that girl's school. We must go down and see if they'll agree to sell.
Shouldn't we try Arcadia Park first?
No, I don't think so. Some of these holiday camp bosses can be pretty tough, you know. I don't fancy tangling with them.
Good point. We shouldn't have much trouble with the girl's headmistress.
Well, go easy on her, sir. She's probably a poor little white-haired old lady.
I think you can rely on me to deal with the matter humanely. Order a ministry car, would you, Mildred? And find us some details about the place.
Right, sir.
Now, we must get down there straight away. Rather a lovely old building, don't you think?
Ideal for demolition.
Ring the bell, will you?
Hmm?
You pull that thing there.
Right-o, one. Don't be too hard on the headmistress, will you? We mustn't bully her. She is the weaker sex, you know.
Two, I'll deal with this. Don't try to teach me my business. I've handled mistresses before, you know. Wait a minute. Yes. Someone's coming. Good afternoon, madam.
No hawkers, no circulars. Didn't you read the notice? I have a dog, you know. I don't want to have to set him loose. Down, Henry. Down, fellow.
I say, what a monster. Look at those teeth.
And the dog looks ferocious, too.
Now then, madam, we would like a word, please, with the headmistress.
I am the headmistress.
Oh, indeed. Yes, well, then you're Miss Gladys Scrimshank.
You know my name?
Yes, Milton told me.
Your little girl told you? Oh, I see. Then you may come in.
Oh, that's very kind. You think after you two.
I'll ask you. Nice doggy. Good dog, Henry.
Dog Henry. He thought you were an intruder, you see.
Yes. Well, I know I'm not an intruder, and you know I'm not an intruder, but how can we convince him?
Perhaps if you stop trying to clamber up the grandfather clock.
Yes, come down too, will you? Miss Grimshank, St. Hernia's is a lovely old school.
A gem of British architectural history, our art mistress tells me. Henry Tudor, you know.
I'm not surprised. He's a very fierce dog.
So Mildred is your little girl?
Well, our little girl. Yes, his and mine, seem.
Yes. I don't quite understand. Well, at the moment, she'll be getting stripped for Jim.
Mildred? She doesn't know anyone called Jim.
We left her typing in the office.
Yes.
There's some confusion here. You mean you're not parents or guardians?
Oh, good heavens, no, madam, no.
I'm afraid I jumped to conclusions. I've been very much on the alert recently. We had intruders in our grounds a few weeks ago.
Oh, dear me.
We thought they were burglars, but it turned out they were something worse.
Really? What were they?
Snoopers from the Ministry of Transport. Surveying the area, they said. As they might have to build a motorway here. Imagine, a motorway. Think of it.
Yes, we did. I mean, we can.
I dealt with them, by George. That's why I keep that shotgun on my desk. And my guard dog with me all the time.
Yes, I see.
By heaven, if they so much as take one step inside the front gates, I'll have their ears for ashtrays. Now then, gentlemen, if you're not parents, what are you here for?
You tell her to.
Yeah, me? No, I can't. You know all the details.
Yes, but you explain them much more clearly.
Yes, but don't beat about the bushman. I can't bear shilly-shallying.
Quite right, madam. Oh, quite right, yes. Well, to put it bluntly, in a nutshell, quite briefly, I'll state, frankly, here and now, that...
We're going to buy your school, knock it down, bulldoze the grounds, and build a motorway through here.
What? What did you say?
Let's get out of here, too. She's going for the shotgun.
Oh, yes. Wait for me, one. The dog's tearing my brolly to pieces.
Well, better your brolly than your leg. Come on, hurry up. This way, across the lawn. The car's waiting at the gates.
She's coming out. She's aiming at us. Take cover.
No, keep going. You haven't heard the end of this, madam. Oh, there'll be a report.
Oh. She's got me. I've been hit.
Where?
Right in the bottom of my briefcase.
Oh. Pull yourself together, too. She didn't hurt you, did she?
She riddled my briefcase, one. There's lead shot all through my sardine sandwiches.
Well, you always like them well peppered.
No laughing matter. We daren't go back there again. If these Arcadia Park people won't cooperate, we've had it.
Well, ring the bell, then.
Oh.
Odd places, these holiday camps, aren't they? Hmm. Yeah, Mildred spent a week in one last summer, you remember?
Yes, she said some shocking things went on in the chalets at night.
Yeah, so I gather. She's going back this year for a fortnight.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
Good heavens.
Good gracious.
Can I help you?
Yes. We are from the ministry.
The ministry? Oh, yes.
Yes, well, we'd rather like to speak to someone... In authority, please.
Oh, yes, the supervisor, Mr. Seymour, you mean?
Yes, he'll do.
Well, come in, gentlemen. You may wait in the hall.
Oh, thank you.
I'll fetch him. Shall I be a moment?
Did you notice something odd about that, chap?
No, I didn't see anything unusual about him.
But you can't say that. He was in the nude. He didn't have a stitch of clothing on. Not a stitch.
Oh, I noticed that. But there was nothing actually unusual about him, was there? I mean, like two big toes on his left foot or something like that.
What are you rambling about, too?
Well,
a chap answers the door to two complete strangers and he's absolutely startled. It's an outrage.
It is odd, I agree. I'd say it's best to ignore it.
Ah, hello. Welcome to Arcadia Park. I'm the supervisor.
He hasn't got any clothes on either.
I had noticed.
My name's Seymour, gentlemen.
That's very appropriate, yes. Well, I do hope we haven't arrived at an inopportune moment, Mr. Seymour. I see you're just out of the bath.
What do you mean? I've been doing my keep fit exercises. And the one, two, three, up, down, two, up, two.
Yes, yes. Well, don't keep jumping up and down like that, Mr. Seymour. It's very disturbing.
Shall we wait while you put some clothes on?
And one, two, three. Did you say clothes? Oh, at Arcadia Park, that is a forbidden six-letter word.
Forbidden?
Yes, didn't you know? Good gracious, this is a nudist colony.
Oh, I thought it was a holiday camp.
No, we don't advertise for fear of attracting undesirable elements, you see. We don't want any cranks here. And one, two, three, one, two, three, up, down, two, three.
Yes, I see you, Mr. Yes.
We keep pretty quiet, you know. Don't want any fuss from the neighbours. Lord Stilton lives next door, and if he knew we were nudists, he might interfere with our amenities. Do you want to join our happy throng? We have plenty of sport, you know. The ladies are playing ping-pong, as you can see through the window.
Oh, oh.
Yes, things are really jumping here.
Don't look, Jim, don't look, don't look. He boggles very easily, you know. Yes. Mr. Seymour, we are here to negotiate buying this property, you see, for the government.
Oh, then I'm afraid I can't help you. Oh, no, no. You'll have to speak to the owner. He's upstairs warming the lino for tonight's dance.
Yes, well, we would like to see him, please. What's his name, by the way?
Ivor Winterbottom.
Ivor Winterbottom?
He's a cold, stern man. But, he may not be averse to selling the property. We have thought of moving to sunnier climes. Just take your clothes off and step this way.
No,
I'm afraid you must undress.
What?
It's the first rule of Arcadia Park. Mr. Winterbottom won't see anyone unless they're unadorned. He gets terribly embarrassed if he sees anyone in clothes. Just slip your things off and hang them up.
I'm afraid that is quite out of the question.
I shan't even take my gloves off.
Well, suit yourselves, gentlemen, but you can't talk business here unless you follow the rules.
Let's go, too. Let's go. I need the weekend to think about this.
Oh, what happened then?
I wasn't going to strip. Not with my scruples.
And, of course, we hadn't the heart to take over that school, you know. The poor old headmistress was down on her knees, pleading with us.
Well, she went.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, I was worried all the weekend.
Ah, oh, Lennox Brown. Oh. And don't try to creep up the chimney, Lamb. I want to see you, too.
What a pleasant surprise, Sir Gregory.
Now, I've heard nothing more about that motorway. Which building was it you decided to demolish?
Well, you tell Sir Gregory, too.
Well, you see, Henry had my umbrella and my sardine sandwiches were full of lead and she thought we were Mildred's parents and I wouldn't take my trousers off to see Winterbottom.
Lamb! What are you dribbling about?
Look, take no notice, Sir Gregory. He's been drinking on an empty head. Rest assured, Sir Gregory, this motorway is in hand, and you'll shortly have our report.
I'd better.
Yes.
I'll be at Pongo Stilton's party tonight. I had hoped to tell him what's happening. He takes a keen interest in local affairs. As it is, I'll promise he'll hear tomorrow. So get on with it.
Oh, dear. What are we going to do?
Well, if Lord Stilton's out and the school's out, you'll have to go back to the nudies. They're not unwilling to sell.
But we can't fix it without taking our clothes off.
It'll only be for a few minutes.
Oh, very well. I suppose we've got no choice. All right, two. We'll have to strip.
Oh, all right.
Not here, two. Wait till we get down there, man.
Well, it's got to be done by tomorrow, so you'll have to go this evening. And there's no ministry cars after six.
We'll go by train, Mildred. Just as long as we get it over. Don't fuss, too. Don't fuss. Much less embarrassing stripping out here in the shrubbery. Save that chap making us undress in the hall.
But I just stepped back in a holly bush. It's jolly chilly with nothing on.
Be thankful it's summer. Still, better keep our bowler hats on and carry our umbrellas.
Yes, we don't want to look ridiculous.
Right. Now, are you ready to?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I can see you are. Yes. Right. Well, we'll nip across the lawn.
Right. The house looks rather different in the dark. Where's the front door?
Never mind. I don't fancy my bare feet on that doorstep. Those French windows are open and the lights are on.
You mean we walk straight into the room?
Yes, yes, yes. And don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. And remember, everyone else will be naked too.
Aye.
Now, come along, people.
Yes.
I'm glad you got away from Whitehall for our little party, Gregory. Glad
to be here, Pongo. And it doesn't look very little to me. Isn't that the Lord Chancellor over there?
The one sharing the crisps with the Archbishop?
Yes. Oh, and I see the Prime Minister's just coming.
Oh, yes. Well, I had to invite him for appearance's sake, you know. Yes. Here's my wife.
Hi.
My dear, have you met my old school chum, Gregory Pitkin? Bunny Pitkin, used to call him.
Well, how do you do? I've heard so much about you.
Oh, I hope you didn't believe it, what? How do you do, Lady Stilton?
Bunny is one of these Whitehall wallers. He's making sure this infernal motorway doesn't touch our land.
Oh, jolly good. I say, isn't it rather warm in here?
Really, rather.
I'm so glad we opened the French windows. Oh, no!
Something wrong, Lady Stilton? What is it, my dear? You've gone quite white.
But over there! Two men coming through the windows. And they're both stark naked!
Well, good evening, everyone. Here we are again. I'm from Vincent Bottom. Where is he? Yeah, we've come to show him off at all.
It's Brown!
Oh, my word, you're here, Sir Gregory. Well, I didn't know you were a nudist.
You know these people, Gregory?
No, not at all. Lennox Brown, get out of here at once.
Shall I stay, Sir Gregory? Aren't we the only ones in the news?
Oh, well, so we are.
Get out! Go now!
There's no need to push it, Gregory. We'll go if you want us to.
Get out this way, quick! Out into the garden! You'll hang for this!
Please carry on, everyone, as if nothing had happened. Just a couple of hippies from London. That's all.
I've never heard such a half-baked story. How could you mistake the house? Dan, stop scrambling around in the bushes when I'm talking to you.
We're trying to find our clothes, Sir Gregory.
I'm sure it was these bushes we changed in. That holly made a distinct impression on me.
That hernia woman won't budge for the motorway, so we must have Arcadia Park.
And they won't talk unless you're naked. I know you told me.
Yes, well.
But you're both naked now. And Arcadia Park is over there. So go and get it settled.
No, Sir Gregory. I've had enough.
That was an order, Lennox Brown.
I'm sorry, sir. I'd rather resign.
You don't know what it's like running around naked in public.
Well, it looked hideous just now. But in a nudist colony, it's nothing. Go to Arcadia Park and get this over. Lord Stilton's impatient, and he's a powerful man, I tell you.
Gregory, are you out there? I want a word with you.
Oh, good Lord, what a mess. Go to Arcadia Park, you two. Do as I say.
No, I'm sorry.
Look. I'll come there with you.
But you'd have to strip, too.
I'm aware of that. We've no option. We must get this business settled. Go on, here's my jacket, Lennox. Come on, Lamb. Take my socks. Go on, they won't bite you. The sooner we get this done, the better.
Mind those nettles, Sir Gregory.
Well, what do you say, Lamb? What do you say?
Doesn't matter now. Yes, this is the right building. I recognize it.
Well, wait a minute. Better make sure this time there's a notice board there. Oh, have you any matches, Sir Gregory?
Well, of course not, you fool. I've got any pockets.
No.
It's all right. I can see by the moonlight. It says Arcadia Park, all right.
Yeah, well, now keep out of the moonlight till we reach the front door. We don't want anyone seeing us naked except the nudists themselves.
There you go, Sir Gregory, yes. You lead the way, sir.
Hello, my dear. Gladys here. Yes, Gladys Scrimshank. St. Hania School. I rang to say we've moved premises over the weekend. Yes, the whole school. What? No, quite near, a place called Arcadia Park. Some sort of holiday. They wanted to sell, so I grabbed it quickly. There's some talk of a motorway through our old place. All the girls like it here. I've arranged a little treat for them this evening. There's an amateur pop group coming up from the village. I think they're at the door now. I'll ring you tomorrow for a longer chat. Goodbye. Miss Harricott, are the girls all assembled by the front door?
Yes, Miss Scrimshank.
Oh, so they are. Good. Now, attention, girls. I have a little surprise for you. All right, I'm coming. No, I'll open the door, Miss Harricott. This will be a treat for you, too. I know how you like it. Now, then.
Oh, well,
good evening.
Good heavens! Why has this woman got her clothes on?
Miss Harricott, some of first 11 and tell them to bring their sticks.
Here is the news read by John Curl. Surrey police are still combing a wide area for the three naked men who knocked on the door of a school near Guildford last night. The men were seen by many people as they ran through the village of Druids Water, pursued by the school hockey team. The local postmistress said she had never seen anything like it, but emphasized that she was not filing a complaint. As the men fled behind a row of houses, there were several 999 calls from residents who thought they had fairies at the bottom of their garden. And now the rest of the news. The missing civil servants. There is still no trace of Sir Gregory Pitkin and two other ministry officials who disappeared yesterday. But men working on the new Snedfield motorway today found black jackets and pinstriped trousers hidden among some bushes. Police think these belong to the missing men and say they cannot rule out foul play, especially as a briefcase found nearby contained sardine sandwiches riddled with gunshots.
I thought we'd never see London again. Imagine, a fortnight in the Surrey woods living on berries and nuts.
I wonder you didn't freeze to death.
We finally got clothes off some scarecrows. That's when we started to hike back to town.
You must have looked aside.
Yes, still, people took pity and gave us things.
Gave you things?
Yeah, I was given a meat pie and a pair of old shoes. I ate the lot. Mr. Lennox Brown got 2 foreign coins and a bar of soap.
It's nice to have you back. But what's going to happen now?
Goodness knows, Mildred. Lucky Sir Gregory was with us. He can pull a few strings. Mr. LB's seeing him now.
Oh.
Pot of tea, Mildred, and make it nice and strong.
Righty-ho, sir. How'd it go?
Ah, well, I think we'll be all right. Sir Gregory's convinced everyone we were off on a secret mission. No one connects us with the three nude madmen.
What about the motorway one?
Ah, well, Lord Stilton's decided to leave Surrey. Says the place is going to the dogs.
You mean... he's cheesed off.
Yes, so you see, the road can go through his estate after all.
Then it all worked out rather well.
Ah, well, now, just a moment. There's just one little snag.
Oh, what's that like?
Well, having seen us as nature intended, Sir Gregory thinks we're not fit enough. Yes, he's put us down for the civil service early morning physical training course starting 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, no. Yes.
Bearing up as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Ronald Baddeley, Norma Ronald, John Graham and Joan Sanderson. The program was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.